I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with two mass shootings over the weekend, one at a Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama, where four people were killed and 28 injured. Correspondent Christian Benavides reports.
Residents and some survivors of the shooting gathered for a vigil Sunday night. Witnesses say teenagers are among the dead and injured.
We're going through in a very methodical way. We're going to do exactly what we need to do to ensure justice is brought to bear for those families.
Investigators are collecting evidence at the Mahogany Masterpiece Dance Studio, where the party was held Saturday night.
Two men were killed and four wounded at a crowded park in Louisville, Kentucky, site of a deadly bank shooting 1 week ago. There have been more than 160 mass shootings in the U.S. so far this year. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto has results of our new survey.
61% of Americans feel frustrated by the political debate around guns. And that frustration may be because most don't see either political party as particularly effective in keeping people safe from gun violence.
The U.S. military has announced a helicopter raid led by American forces in northern Syria has led to the probable death of a senior ISIS group member responsible for planning terror attacks in the Middle East and Europe. The Supreme Court is expected to make a decision this week on the abortion pill mifepristone after Justice Samuel Alito preserved access until at least Wednesday. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tells CNN no court should meddle when it comes to medical decisions.
Courts and judges should not be imposing their religious beliefs on the FDA.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC when it comes to a ruling out of Texas, he doesn't like a district court judge issuing a national decree, even, he says, if he agrees with that judge's ruling.
At the end of the day, we're a rule of law nation.
The Boston Marathon steps off this morning. It's 10 years after a terrorist bombing killed three people at the race. CBS's Jared Hill is there.
Local FBI officials say they're not aware of any credible threats to this year's race, but there are multiple security teams here today, including uniformed and undercover police, as well as the National Guard. A drone surveillance unit will also monitor today's marathon from above.
The reviews weren't great, but fans don't care.
I'm about to rule the world.
Wow, yay!
Super Mario Brothers movie scored a number one win at the box office for the second week in a row with $87 million in ticket sales. Total global take so far, $678 million, makes it the top grossing video game adaptation in cinematic history.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The Shah 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK. Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Police in Dadeville, Alabama say four people were killed, 28 injured at a Sweet 16 party over the weekend. Pastor Fred Hutcherson addressed hundreds who turned out for a vigil.
To my young people out there, I want you to know that you are not going through this by yourself. That we are here for you no matter what time of day it is.
So far, no arrests in that case or in a shooting at a park in Louisville, Kentucky that left two men dead. CBS News poll finds gun violence is weighing heavily on the minds of children. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
6 in 10 parents tell us that their kids express worry about gun violence either a lot or sometimes.
The U.S. announcing the probable death of an ISIS leader in Syria early today. The military says an American-led helicopter raid staged the attack on an unnamed person believed to be responsible for planning terror attacks in the Middle East and Europe. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Veterans. Whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm, Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.